Beatitudes.
这是耶稣开启天国福音之门的八福的教训。
Indeed, the Sermon on the Mount in which these eight Beatitudes appear is the beginning of the Gospel of the Kingdom.
那在末世七福里面，每一个福都有当时的背景。
And likewise, in the blessings concerning the end time in Revelation, each of these blessings we can relate to some situation that was particular to that time.
在第一幅里面，我们所看到的是末日起近了。In
the first blessing, what we saw was that the end time is approaching.
这是指的整个整体的时间来讲。
And this is referring to all of time, not simply a particular moment.
那我们是现在末期的。And
so we ourselves are inhabiting this end of time.
所以第一幅就叫我们说要念启示录。So
the first blessing tells us that we're blessed if we read the book of Revelation.
你只要念启示录，或是听人家念，都有福了。So
whether you read it yourself or you hear it being read to you, you will receive a share in its blessing.
这是末世七福的开始。
And so this is the beginning of the seven blessings of the end time.
所以我们刚刚也有念了一点，所以可能你这几分钟来，你要感觉比较福气多一点了吗？
And so since we have just been studying this book, and since the blessing is promised to those who read it, perhaps you also have been experiencing a bit of a blessed feeling yourselves.
我们就这样单纯相信，单纯念，就感觉单纯，哎，有福了。
And so if in the simplicity of our faith, we believe and we read, then we will also experience this blessing.
神的话是绝对的,
because God's word is absolutely true.
有念就有福,
and this means that if you read it, then you will be blessed.
无论多少,
no matter how great or little the portion that you read.
所以这是第一福,
and so this is the first blessing.
再来就是每个人都要遇到的就是死亡的问题。
Secondly, the next blessing that we move on to confronts the question that we must all confront, and that is of death.
在末世的第二福是要死在主里才有福啊。
The second blessing of the end time is that it is blessed to die in the Lord.
在主里面死的人有福了。Because
those who die within the Lord will receive his portion.
因为他做工的果效随着他。Because
the fruits of their labors follow them in their death.
再没有一个世代比我们这个世代的人的成就更大的了。
And so, if you look at it, there is no other age in which the potential for great work occurs as our own age.
别的世代可能人工作一生，其实也没赚到多少钱呢。
In all other times, people would toil their whole life long and maybe not even earn that much in the form of money.
那在这个世代，人在世上真的空手白手起家的人很多。
And so, in this world, likewise, there are many people who come and go empty-handed.
我们要死在主里。 把你在主里的工作的果效带回家。
But on the contrary, we should die within the Lord, and this means that we take with us all the works that we have done on God's behalf.
这样才是有福的。
And so this is a state of blessedness.
跟这个相对比的，就是诗篇49篇，有很多人用自己的名字来取自己的土地，来用自己的名字来。 取自己的公司行号，好像说要让他永远的活下去，让他的名字永远活下去。但是这个世界过去，他就没有了。In
contradiction to the spirit of the second blessing, we read how in Psalm 49 there are many people in the world who seek to perpetuate their own name, whether through their achievements in their career, the establishment of some kind of company or dynasty that they found. But these things will not last.
诗篇49篇第12节说，他们好像畜类一样，好像牲畜。
And that's why Psalm 49 compares these kinds of people in the end to animals or to beasts.
所以我们要死在主里，带着工作的果效回去，这就有福了，这第二福。
And so let us resolve to die within the Lord, having taken with us the fruits of our labors for God.
那第三福。
The third blessing.
要常常摸摸身体，看你有没有穿衣服。
The third blessing is that we should always be on the alert to make sure that we have all of our clothes on.
如果没有穿衣服，那就看到主耶稣是不好意思的。Because
if we arrive in the face of Jesus and we end up being naked, then it would be a great shame for us.
那这个衣服就是受洗的时候神给我们称义的这个白衣。The
white robes refer to that status of justification that we receive when we are baptized into Christ.
这是白白得来的。
And so this is freely received.
这是第三福。
That is the third blessing.
要看守衣服。
that we should guard the garments which we have been given.
那我们现在看十九章第七节。
Let's look at Revelation chapter 19, verse 7.
所以我们起初已经从第一章看到十九章了，福气越多了。
And so since we've already arrived at the 19th chapter, the blessings should be really multiplying right now.
十九章七节。
Chapter 19, verse 7.
启示录十九章七节，你们要欢喜快乐，将荣耀归给他，因为羔羊婚娶的时候到了，新妇自己预备好了。第九节，第七八节
，verse
旧门得穿光明洁白的细麻衣。好，那这细麻衣就是圣徒所行的义。好，所以第九节
，verse 9，
天使吩咐我说，你要写下还被请。赴羔羊之婚宴的有福啦，又对我说，这是神真实的话。所以这是末世的第四福啊。
So this is the fourth blessing of the end time.
有福啦，谁有福呢
？So who is it that is blessed and what does it consist of?
就是你有没有被请赴羔羊之婚宴呢
？And whether or not you are blessed depends on whether or not you are invited to the marriage supper of the Lamb.
我们知道这是世界末了的最后的一个婚宴呐、啊、
，And so we know that this marriage represents the final consummation of the end time.
世界最后是一场婚礼。
And we can say that in the end, the universe will result in this great wedding.
你参加婚礼绝对不是很随便的啦。
And so we all know from our own experience that when we go to a wedding, we do not take this occasion lightly at all.
有个姊妹她做了一个梦了、啊、哈。
Was once a sister who had the following dream.
应该算是异梦。
And we can say that this is a dream granted to her.
因为那时候她信心有点软弱。
At the time, she was experiencing a weakness in her faith.
她梦中她说啊，外面她在家里面，外面在喊说啊，新郎来了。
And so in her dream, she was within her home, and she heard a voice from outside saying, "The groom is coming."
啊，她在睡觉。
And so she was in the midst of her sleep.
她爬起来那个窗户偷看一下。
And so this was still in the dream, and she woke, and she got up, and she went to the window to look out.
人总是好奇的嘛，哈。
And so people are, after all, very curious.
哇，好热闹，并且喊得很大声。
And so it was a very great throng, and it was very loud.
哎，她说这些人都认识呢。
And she discovered that she knew all the people who were in this crowd.
她很好奇，哎，这个新郎怎么长得好，很，就是没有看过，好像很。让人很羡慕那种感觉。
And when she looked at the groom, she felt like she had never seen someone who was so kind of worthy of admiration.
但是看不很清楚就是了。
But she could not see very clearly the features of the groom.
这姊妹已经结婚，孩子大了，但是心里还是跳跳的这样。
And so even though this sister herself was married and she had grown children, when she saw the groom, her heart still
那种跳不是说要结婚，是灵里面的感动这样子。
Her heart was still moved, not out of this kind of ordinary sense of, but moved in her spirit.
他就出去问说：“哎，到底那个要跟谁结婚啊？是哪一家还跟谁结婚
？”And so she went out and asked, and so who is it? Just who is it that is getting married?
他没想到人家说跟你啊。
And so, quite to her surprise, the person she asked said.Oh, the groom is getting married to you.
她吓得醒过来。
And so she was so shocked that she awoke.
为什么？因为她穿睡衣啊。
And the reason why she was so shocked.
在梦里面，她吓到，她为什么吓到？说，哇，穿睡衣，人家要娶了，怎么，哈，怎么穿睡衣，人家要来娶我了？这个，我一下吓得，哇，吓醒来。
Because in the dream, she was still wearing her pajamas, and she felt very ashamed that she should be attending her own wedding in this kind of outfit.
她想了半天，到底这是怎么回事情？怎么我这么老了，都快当祖母了，还要嫁一次？她越想越不通。
And so she was very puzzled about this dream, and she thought to herself, "I myself am approaching the age when I should be a grandmother. So how come I've had this dream where I'm about to be married again?"
其实不是的。
But actually, that was not the import of her dream.
耶稣要来迎娶我们。
But what it tells us is that God, Jesus is coming to take us and receive us.
羔羊婚宴的时候，这边说到了。
And it says here in the verse we've read that the marriage supper of the Lamb has come.
我们每个人都是被邀请去参加的。
All of us have been invited to this wedding banquet.
但是你是穿着睡衣吗？穿着拖鞋。
But will you attend wearing your pajamas and your slippers?
还是像这边所讲的，装饰整齐，已经预备好了。
But or will you be here, as it says, it was granted her to be clothed with fine linen, bright and pure, and having been made ready. The linen, the fine linen that is referred to here is different from the white garments that we read of earlier. When we are baptized and we put on Jesus Christ, this is a free gift of grace. So all you have to do is preserve this gift of grace. However, the fine linen referred here is something that you must prepare and do yourself.
细麻衣在当时都是进口货，都是从埃及啊，或是从，哎，都是进口的，就是比那个白衣更高贵的。
In those days, fine linen was only imported from other countries, such as Egypt. It was a very precious kind of cloth, even more so than the white robes that we read of earlier.
那个有一个财拉撒路跟财主，那个财主就是穿细麻衣。When
we remember, if we recall the parable of Lazarus and the rich man. The rich man was always clothed in fine linen. And he indeed was a man who knew how to enjoy life. He wore robes of purple and garments of linen. And this robes of purple referred to some kind of outer cloak that he wore. So both from his outside wear, it was very fine, but also his inner garments were very costly and precious materials. The verse here tells us that we've been invited to the supper of the Lamb. And the fine linen that we are to wear refer to the righteous deeds of the saints. When we are baptized, we have become justified by God. So, but it doesn't mean that those who are justified are necessarily righteous in the end.
被称说你本来你被称说啊你是义人，被称的不是你实质的，你还要走出义来才是真正的义人。
And so the difference is that when in baptism God calls us justified, in other words, God deems us that we are now justified. However, the reality of it, it still needs to be engaged in our own works of righteousness. And so we are in the situation where we have been invited to attend the Supper of the Lamb. But we need to constantly be preparing ourselves for this supper. We need to be preparing ourselves in terms of our righteousness. It is only after God has deemed us or called us justified that we have the ability to pursue righteousness. Because it's only when we pursue righteousness in this context of having been justified that it is meaningful at all. There are many people who are not Christians who have done many good things. But these are not, according to this definition, works of righteousness. Because these works that they do are still done within a fundamental status of being sinful. Now, our situation, on the other hand, is one where we have had our sins remitted by the blood of Jesus. And that means that we have been justified or deemed justified.
在被称义之下, 靠着圣灵能力去行义，才是真正的义，在天国才会存留的。
And so under this status of justification where God has deemed that we are so, are we able to begin performing the works of righteousness?
所以这是我们准备的时候。
And so this constitutes the period of our preparation.
要赴羔羊婚宴。
And this is in order that we might participate and be a part of this
supper.
And this is the last supper, that there, the final supper that there is to be at all. Sometimes for the sake of going to hear an opera or going to a concert or wedding, we may prepare ourselves many days in advance.
那如果你自己要嫁的话，你好几个月前就要想说头纱要用什么的，要穿什么的脚，要穿哪个什么样的袜子，什么样的鞋子，对不对？
And if it's you yourself that is getting married, then months and months before, you're already worrying about what kind of veil you have, what kind of different clothes that you're going to wear on that day.
那我们有没有为我们要参加那个羔羊婚宴准备呢？
But have we ever taken care to notice how well prepared we are ourselves for this wedding of the Lamb?
你有没有想过你要穿什么样的鞋子，穿什么样的衣服啊？
Have you ever thought about, in this sense, what kind of shoes you are to put on, or what kind of clothes that you will wear?
如果我们想到了,
but if you have thought about this matter,
我们是穿着光明洁白的细麻衣,
you will know that we are and should be clothed in fine linen, bright and pure.
那我们就有福了,
and this, if we can do this, then we will be blessed.
所以第四福,
and so the fourth blessing is this,
准备去参加羔羊婚宴去吃大餐,
that we need to prepare ourselves in our garments to be able to attend this the final banquet of the Lamb.
我们先看第20章,
let's look at chapter 20 now.
第六节,
verse 6.
20章6节,
chapter 20, verse 6.
再头一次复活，有份的有福了，圣洁了。 第二次的死在他们身上没有权柄，他们必做神和基督的祭司，并要与基督一同作王1000年。这是第五个福了。This
is the fifth blessing.
这什么福呢？是谁有福呢？是再头一次复活有份的人有福了。
What kind of blessing is this? This is the blessing of the person who shares in the first resurrection.
我们知道我们会有两次的复活。
So we know that we will undergo two resurrections.
我们看那个约翰福音第五章。
Let's turn to John chapter 5.
约翰福音5章24节。
John chapter 5 verse 24.
第一次的复活是听见神儿子声音的，相信了，那就复活了，就活了。
The first resurrection, he who hears the words of the Son of God and believes him.
这个不是以后要发生的事情。
So this first resurrection is not something that happens in a future point.
24节，25节。
耶稣说，我实实在在的告诉你们，时候将到，不是以后啊，是现在就是啦。那死人要听见神儿子的声音，听见人就要活了，这是第一次的复活。 25, truly, truly I say to you, the hour is coming, and now is, not in the future, but now, when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live.
这是讲我们受洗的时候的第一次的复活。
So this refers to the first resurrection that we undergo in our baptism.
我们听到这得救的福音,
when we have received the words of life and have believed upon them,
我们受洗了,
and we have received the baptism,
现在我们就已经复活了。
That means that now we have already been resurrected.
我们活了, 我们是在灵里面的活人。
And so in the spirit, we have been raised again and become a living being.
有一个人他跟耶稣说，主啊，我要跟从你啊，但是家里面有困难，要爸爸死了，先去埋葬爸爸吧。Once
there was someone who told Jesus, Lord, I would like to follow you, but I have some matters I need to take care of at home. My father has died, and I need to bury him.
耶稣说，让他们的死人去埋葬他们死人吧。But
Jesus said, let the dead bury the dead.
死人怎么会埋葬死人？
And you might wonder how it is that the dead can bury the dead.
其实是两个不一样的死人。But
actually, the two adjectives of dead here refer to two kinds of dead people.
死人埋葬死人是说那些虽然活着但是在灵里面已经死掉的人，那些人去埋葬肉体死了的人。And
what Jesus' phrase meant is that those who are dead in the spirit but who yet live kind of in the fleshly sense are those who are fit to bury those who have died in their physical bodies.
如果我们用属灵眼光看,
if we look at this kind of situation from a spiritual perspective,
世界上那些很高贵、很尊贵、很有钱，或是很有学问，无论怎么样，好多人，他们其实在灵里面，他们没有复活，他们是死人啊。If
you think about all of the great people, no matter what they have attained to in this world, in the spirit, we can say that they're all still dead.
那我们呢，是已经复活了。
But we, on the other hand, have already been raised to life. And this is a resurrection of the Spirit. And Jesus tells us that these kinds of people are the kinds of people who are blessed. They are holy. And what is it that their blessing consists in? And the blessing that they will receive is that the second death will have no dominion over them.
我们看启示录第20章，再看回来第6节。
Let's look back at Revelation chapter 20, verse 6.
他们有福，他们得到权柄。
Since they are blessed, this means that they have received they have received a kind of power.
这里神要给他们两个职分。
God will give them two specific allotments.
第一个，他们必做神和基督的祭司。
The first is that they shall be priests of God and of Christ.
祭司是非常尊贵的。
And so a priest has a very high status.
这就可以直接到神的面前向神服侍神，向神供奉的。
Because in the Old Testament, the priest was the one who would go directly in the presence of God and to serve and administer God. And it was only the descendants of Aaron who had this qualification to become priests. But now, all of us have become priests.
你有没有想你是祭司?
Have you ever thought to yourself that
祭司早晚要献祭的?
And the task of a priest is day and night to offer sacrifices to God.
我们献了没有?
And have we made our sacrifices?
你早上起来献了什么?
When you got up this morning, what is it that you offered to God?
那不但当祭司,
but not only shall we be priests,
还跟基督一同作王,
but there shall be kings to reign with Christ.
你想说,我怎么是国王呢?
You may think to yourself, how is it that I can be a king?
当然姊妹说是女王了,
and of course, if you are a sister, then you would say queen.
你是国王,你是女王。
And so think to yourself, what does it mean that I am a king or that I am a queen?
没有做过王的人,真的,如果让你做王,你可能不晓得怎么办,手放哪里。
Because if you had never been a king or queen before, and suddenly someone thrust you into this position, you might be very uncomfortable and not know what to do.
你有没有想过你是王啊?
So have you ever thought to yourself, I myself am of this royal status?
你有没有想到你是女王? 有没有想过?
Have you thought to yourself, I am a king or a queen?
我看没有啊。
Perhaps not.
很少人想说我是国王。
Very few people go around having this idea in their heads.
除了小孩子,我两三岁那个小孩子,他常常用那个... 只剪一剪,戴在头上,把那个被单披在身上,国王!
Sometimes my own son will make a crown out of paper or cardboard and then put on a blanket and walk around and say, I'm the king.
这里所讲的国王不是世上的王。
But the kind of king that is referred to here is not this king that we know, we are familiar with in our sense.
这是你能够制服所有的罪。
But the kingship that is referred to here is your ability to have dominion, to have control over all sin. And this means that you can conquer Satan. And this means that you can win over him. This means that you are a spiritual king.
我们看第一章第六节。
Let's look at Revelation chapter 1, verse 6.
启示录一章六节，一开始神就应许我们了。
From the very start, God has given us a promise.
第五节这边是说神用宝血把我们使我们脱离罪恶。
In verse 5, leading up to it, it says that God through His blood has freed us from sin.
好，第六节。
In verse 6,
又使我们成为国民，做他父神的祭司。好，那但愿荣耀能够归于他，直到永远远。其实第六节的这使我们成为国
你那边是国王还是国民？国，kingdom。
那个中文把它换成国民比较小了哈，你是一个 kingdom。那其实它本来是一个有 kingship， 有王位的。And
so in verse 6, we can interpret this verse where it says, "And made us a kingdom, that God has made for us as kings a kingdom over which to rule."
那同样第五章第十节是一样的。
And we can see the same idea in chapter 5, verse 10.
五章十节这里就有解释了。Verse
10.
又叫他们成为，中文中国人比较客气，把它换成国民。其实，kingdom不是国民嘛，国民是老百姓。人家说你这个小老百姓，不是那个样子，就很没有价值啊。其实是国王，做祭司，然后呢？ 归于神在地上执掌王权，你这国民怎么能够执掌王权？国王才能执掌王权啊！
And so the proper way to read verse 10 is, and God has made them a kingdom and priest to our God; they shall reign on earth. God has made for them a kingdom, which infers that their status is as kings as well as being that of priests.
所以我们是国王，我们是祭司。
And so we are kings and we are priests.
在旧约这两个职分是连不起来的。
In the Old Testament, these two positions could never be put together.
国王不可以献祭啊，献祭马上得长大麻风，像乌西亚王一样。
The king could never make sacrifice as a priest does. In the instance that they did, such as in the case of King Uzziah, he was immediately stricken with leprosy.
那祭司也没有人当王啊。
There was no priest that ever became a king.
这边所谓王权就是大卫家的王权。
And so the kingship that is referred to here is the kingship in the line of David.
现在主耶稣把它连起来了。
And so Jesus Christ has connected the priestly and the kingly status.
这告诉我们，我们面对神，我们是服侍神。
And this means that in the presence of God, we serve this function of a ministry to God.
我们是祭司。
And in this sense, we are priests.
是每个人的，不是特定说那个负责人的，是每个人。
Not only that, but every one of us is a priest, not just the members of the church board, for example, but each of us has this status.
针对魔鬼，针对罪恶的世界，我们是国王。
When we look at ourselves in relation to this world and to sin and the power of Satan, then we have become kings.
国王不会常常哀哀叫的。
And the king is not someone who will lie around.
被人家欺负，国王好像很少会被欺负啊，是不是？
There are very few instances, if you think about what a king is, of a king being kind of taken advantage or bullied around by other people.
既然我们是属灵的国王，我们也不要常常被罪所捆绑，哀哀叫。
And since that we are kings in the spirit, let us not be bound in the spirit and be bullied around in the spirit by the powers of sin.
我们看以赛亚书五章十八节。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 5 verse 18.
这边讲有一种人有祸了。
Here it talks about those people to whom woe.
祸在那些以虚假之神所罪孽的人，他们又像以套绳拉罪恶。他们把这些罪恶好像一只的狗一样，那用绳子套绳，那牵着走。
And so it compares sin as these kind of ropes that will bind us and constrict us.
你可能遛过狗吧。
And so perhaps you've had the experience of walking your dog or walking a dog.
小狗好遛，你要过来就过来，去就去。
A small dog is easy to walk because you can just make the dog do and go wherever you want it to go.
你可能有些罪黏在你身上。
Perhaps you can compare it to the situation of having some sins upon you.
有人带着罪在走，很高兴，这是我的个性，我就这样子，我喜欢骂人嘛哈。
And so some people carry around the sins with them just like they're bringing, walking along a small dog with them. And it goes with them everywhere.
或是怪脾气喜欢讲人。
So it may be your bad temper or some peculiar temperament that you have, but it's like your little dog.
变成你的标志啊。
And so sometimes this little dog can become a symbol for you.
你带着一只狗走，大家都看哇，你这个小狗好可爱。你看看你，哎，这个人也不错。
And so when you're walking around,people will look at your dog and they'll say, "Oh, this is a cute dog that you have." And so it stands for something about you.
有时候罪恶就变成这样子。
And sometimes sin it resembles this situation.
把人的软弱当成你的标志，好像说我就是这样子。
And so you've taken the human weakness and it becomes a symbol for your identity. So it becomes something that people associate not just with something that's connected to you, but something that is you.
但是罪会长啊。
However, sin grows, as we know.
如果你就带着一样罪走，
perhaps you may only be walking along one dog or have kind of one sin.
那如果很小的话，你可能还可以控制一下。
If it's small, if the sin is small, it's like having a small dog that you can control very easily.
如果狗大了，
but just think about what happens when the dog grows up.
到最后不知是你在遛狗还是狗在遛你啊。
In the end, you wouldn't be able to tell if you were walking the dog or the dog was walking you.
差不多快十年前，我常带那个最大小孩去遛小孩，因为小孩我那时候住公寓上面，一天如果不遛一次哈，他哀哀叫很奇怪。那我常跟隔壁是没有小孩，他养狗，我们常常黄昏的时候常常出去，他遛狗遛小孩这样。
And so about 10 years ago, when my oldest son was still young, I used to walk my son all the time, and sometimes I would walk him with my neighbor, who at the time was walking his dog.
你看人家遛狗那狗大狗哈。他要去那里做什么，你就要跟着去啊，不然他力量好大。
And if it's a large dog, you can see that when you're walking it, if the dog needs to go somewhere, then you need to follow because the dog is very powerful.
那如果你一个罪恶，你可能可以控制。
So if you're talking about comparing sin, one sin to one dog, it may be something that you can control easily.
我还没有看过一个人有那么本事可以遛十只狗呢。
But I've never seen the person who had enough power to be able to walk 10 dogs at once.
又是大狗。
and or 10 large dogs for that matter.
罪是一样,
but we can see the same situation with regard to sin.
不要以为小罪你就被牵着走,
so don't think that, oh, this is just a small sin. I'll just follow it along like I'm following a dog.
你是女王啊, 你是国王啊,
because actually you are a king and you are a queen.
真理让我们得自由了,
and the truth gives us freedom.
主耶稣释放我们了,
and Jesus has released us.
我们是属灵的王啊,
and this means that we have been released into the freedom of being a true spiritual king.
也就是说你应该能够驾驭罪恶,
and this means that you should be able to control and dominate over the powers of sin.
也不是天天跑到耶稣面前说主啊我又做错了啊要对不起啊,
and this
天天好像小乞丐一样,
and this is to mean that we don't come before the Lord Jesus Christ every day as if we were beggars or lowly people and say, Jesus, forgive me because I've done something wrong again today.
当然这是一个过程了,我们要, 耶稣是王, 我们是他儿女, 我们要王的自尊, 要有王能够克服, 克制, 战胜魔鬼, 战胜罪恶的, 这种本事啊。
Of course, all this is a process that we have to work hard at. But since we are the children of God, God is a king, so we also should work to preserve this kind of kingly status within us spiritually. Let's look at Proverbs 5. Proverbs chapter 5, verse 21 and 22. And so, since we have this royal status, let us not be ensnared by sin. Because we are not the slaves to sin. Let's refer to 2 Peter chapter 2. But we are kings,
不是狗啊,
but, and we are not dogs.
不是猪啊,
we are not swine.
这里, 这个彼得用这个好像平常人很不喜欢听的话来讲这些人。
And so Peter uses these animals as images, things that people really don't like to hear about.
彼得后书二章二十节,
2 Peter chapter 2 verse 20.
倘若他们因认识 主救主耶稣基督得以脱离世上的污秽，后来又在其中被缠住制服，他们的末后的境况就比先前更不好了。21节，他们晓得一路竟背弃了传给他们的圣命，倒不如不晓得为妙。22节，22，所以说啊，得真不错，狗所吐的，他转过来又吃，猪喜干净又回到泥里去，去滚啊！这话在他们身上是合适的。
So since we have this kingly status, let us depart from the bondage of sin. Because we have already taken part of the first resurrection. We are kings and we are priests. And so we've talked about the fifth blessing.
慢慢的我们看到22章了,最后一章了。
And so now we have arrived at the last chapter of the book of Revelation in 22.
当我们22章看完的时候,福气就满了。
And we can say that when we have finished this book, then our blessings will be complete.
22章7节,
chapter 22, verse 7.
22章7节,
chapter 22, verse 7.
从第六节我们看到他再重新的再来讲一遍了。
And so in verse 6, we can see that this sentence is repeated.
天使又对我说,这些话是真实的,可信的,主就是众先知,被感之灵的神,差遣他们的使者将必要快成的事,只是他仆人。第七节。Verse 7。这是一个呼喊啊,说看啊,这都是在旧约里面,看啊,有什么好事情。
And we can see that when the Bible uses behold, it is a call that is used and to say that this is the work of the Lord.
然后是看啊,这很奇怪的事,说看啊,很特殊的事情。
And so people will say, behold, when something is very marvelous or very strange or very wonderful.
耶稣说,看啊,要注意啊,
and it also means to be alert, for Jesus is coming soon.
这第六福,
this is the sixth blessing.
凡遵守这书上预言的有福了。
Blessed is he who keeps the words of the prophecy of this book.
第一福是听嘛。
The first blessing, if we recall, was to listen
去读嘛,
and to read.
到最后就不是你读读福也没，最后到这里只是在读的话，福也消了。
But by the time you have reached this part of the book of Revelation, if you are still merely reading or just listening, then the blessing itself has dissipated.
最后这边告诉我们要遵守这书上预言。
Because it says rather here that we need to keep and do the words of this book.
你不遵守的话，你今天这两个小时也白做了。Because
if you do not
因为你听了两个小时，对不对？本来有福啊，快要满的时候，我还没有遵守，卸掉。If
you do not keep the word, it's just as if your 2 hours that you've spent listening to me today will be wasted, because you started off in the beginning, you were blessed with the hearing, but in the end, if you don't keep the words, these blessings will also go away.
这跟山上宝训最后第七章二十四节，马太福音七章二十四节是一样的，听到的人要去遵守。And
this is very similar to the ending of Jesus' sermon on the mount in Matthew chapter 7, verse 24. Those who hear must likewise do.
因为听 是听到耳朵记在头脑里面。
Because hearing is one act where something comes into you and is imprinted in your mind.
你不起来走走训练训练，你头太大脚太小，可能走不能走路啊，这不怪人啊。
But if all you do is listen and let things go into you, and you don't actually get up and do things, then you will be a very imbalanced person.
我们在属灵里面也是一样。
And so it's the same in terms of our own spiritual state.
不只是要知道。
We need not only to know,
也需要行,
but we need to do.
不然就变成畸形儿了,
otherwise, we will become some kind of a strange spiritual creature.
只有太空片才可以看到头那么大，脚那么小的人。
If we listen too much, maybe our heads, figuratively speaking, will grow too large for our bodies.
所以要遵守这个圣经里面的话。
And that's why we need to do according to the words in this book.
我们24章14节最后一幅第七幅。
And in chapter 22, verse 14, we can read the last blessing.
这是一个到一个我们不可思议的一个时代里面。
And when we read this verse, we have already been brought into a realm that is actually quite beyond our imagination.
我们现在如果有弟兄姊妹什么感冒啦，那个身体不健康，我们会去拜访他。在属灵里面，然后有人 感冒了，就是对教会有点感冒，不来聚会啦。那我们，我们会去劝勉嘛，对不对？
And we can say as an example that there are often cases where in the spirit someone has grown sick or caught a cold in the spirit, and this means that they have become weak in some ways. And if we saw this case happening to someone, we would go and visit them.
啊，主耶稣也告诉我们，如果 有人做错了，我们凭爱心去劝他。
Jesus also tells us in the Bible that if one of our brothers or sisters has done something wrong, out of our love we should go and encourage them.
保罗在以弗所书也说，若用爱心、用温柔劝一个人，回来，那这是很好的。
Paul says in his letters, if we use our love and our sense of gentleness and tenderness to go and exhort and encourage someone, this is a wonderful thing.
那我们也知道教会是这样子，会这样做了。
And so we know that these things happen in church.
所以有时候我们装个病啊，不去了啊，人家来到我们家来访问啊，很高兴啊，再来。
And so sometimes maybe even when we feel weak, we really do look forward to when people will come and help us out.
但是小心啊。But
you need to also be careful when you're in this situation. Let's read verse 10.
他又对我说：“不可封了这书上的预言，因为日期近了。”近了到有一个时期是到第十一节。
In verse 10, the prophecy is open, but it is only open up to a certain period, and we can see the limit of this period in verse 11.
这个跟以前的福音书里面精神相反了。This
is the opposite kind of spirit as that which we find in the Gospels.
11节说，不义的叫他仍旧不义。也说，你生病嘛，好吧，让你病啦。Let
the evildoer still do evil. That means if you're sick in your spirit, by this time, we should just let you continue in your sickness.
你对教会不满，那继续吧。
If you are dissatisfied with something in the church, then
这个很绝吧?
It's for you to just continue onwards. This is a very kind of fatalistic view of things.
你不想信耶稣, 算了吧,
if you don't
你走你的,
feel like believing in Jesus Christ, then that's your choice and just go your own way.
这是这个意思吗? 不义的叫他不义, 你, go your way, 你就是这样子吧?
This is the spirit of this verse, that we just let people be the way that they already are.
污秽的叫他人就污秽,
the filthy, let them still be filthy.
他做错了, 错错好吧,
if someone has done wrong under this set of circumstances, we would just say, you've done wrong, well, just continue what you're doing.
当然这个时候不是我们现在的, 你不可以说圣经这样说, 你说有人不来聚会说, 活该, 继续不来聚会吧。
But of course, we need to remember that this verse is taken specifically in the context of a future time and does not refer to our time now, which means that if someone isn't coming to church, for example, you shouldn't say, well, the Bible says I should just let you go and do what you want.
夏天太热了,他来又冷气多开一点,不来算了。不是这样子的。
And so it's not to say that we should follow that spirit in our present time now.
但是到有一个时候会这样子。
But there will come a time in the future when this spirit will apply.
这是什么时候?
And what time is that?
就是人人已经自危的时候。
And this is the time when people have already reached the point where they are completely set in their ways. This is the time when people are in great tribulation and persecution.
传道自己都快跌倒了, 还会救你啊?
It may be a time
他自己都救不了了。
Of such chaos that the minister himself will be unable to save even himself, much less you or other people.
所以那个时候就 不义的叫他不义, 污秽的就叫他污秽。
And so it is the circumstance of that time that makes one say, things have gotten to this point, let the evildoer simply remain so, let the filthy remain so. And so at that time, we should take care that we are healthy and not, you know, fall into sickness or even to feign a situation of sickness.
唯一的叫他能救我义, 圣洁的人就叫他圣洁, 看啊,我必快来,那时候已经快来了,主耶稣说赏罚, 快到了。
Let the righteous still do right and the holy still be holy. Behold, I am coming soon. Again, this call.
那在这个时候, 我们看14节。
And in this situation, let us read verse 14.
那些洗净自己衣服的有福了。
Blessed are those who wash their robes.
这是最后一幅。
This is the last blessing.
洗净衣服。
And is given to those who wash their robes.
在最困难的时候。
And these are the people who wash the robes in this most difficult of all time.
在最黑暗的时候,
in the darkest of all times.
那个时候你也在不看到说，教会人谁怎么怎么了？你看到别人跌倒，你自己也跌倒，活该了。那个时候就变这样子了。This
is a time of such chaos and tribulation that even in the church, you see people falling all around you, and there's nothing you can do about it.
我们现在还你有时候你不来聚会说啊，因为那个负责人跟我讲一句话，好闲哦，不去了。 现在可以啊,
sometimes in our present situation, we may say something like, well, I'm not going to come to church because that board member in church said something that I didn't like. Maybe that would still work today.
那你也可以说, 哦, 哪一个弟兄故意讲那个谎话, 顶撞我, 或是诬告我, 我不去了, 这个教会。
Or you could say, there is some brother or sister in the church has said something to slander me or said something bad about me, so I'll just not go to church anymore.
但是到这个时候已经这种话已经没有用了，你不来就不来了。But
in this time that we are looking at in these verses, the situation is such that if you don't come, then that's just the way it is, and the situation is such that you will simply be left with what you do.
所以这里是洗净自己衣服，你要自己灵修了。And
so what's emphasized here is that everyone wash their own robes, and that means that we train and cultivate our own individual spiritualities.
自己的行为要自己负责了。
And this means that you need to be responsible for everything that you yourself do.
不是在看到别人了。
And this is no longer a time when you are looking around at what other people are doing.
这样子就有福了。
And if you are able to be this way, you will be blessed.
这是一个很艰难的时候。
This is an extremely difficult time to live in.
当然不是现在，你不要用这个哈。 如果有人不来机会，你说活该。
Of course, we are still not in that time, so you should never take this verse and apply it to a situation now. For example, if someone doesn't come to church to read this verse and say, well, just let them do what they're doing. The time that we are still in.
有病的要医,有伤的要去裹伤。 死的就让他死啊。
This is still the time when if someone is sick, we heal them. If someone is weak, we make them strong again. But in the future, there will come a time when things are such that if someone is weak or dying, they will be left to be weak and they will be left to die.
也就是说我们如果能够坚持到底就有福了。
And what this means for us individually is that if we can hold on to our own faith till the end, then we will be blessed.